Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's 88. Is 88 anything to you, Phil, apart from neo-Nazi code?
It's neo-Nazi code, which actually brings up the Nazi lumberjack that we never spoke about.
Yes, that's true.
I think with this week's news, for me, 88 is greaty great. Latey great. It's late.
It's latey great.
Yeah, but it's great.
It has been pretty great. I mean, it's kind of been like an avalanche of excellent news.
Literally the second after we recorded the last episode, we had nothing to talk about last episode, and now there's too much to talk about.
Yeah, and like I was saying to a friend of mine that so Donald Trump like loses the election, and then all this other stuff comes out, and like Rudy Giuliani does a speech between a dildo shop and a crematorium, and then
his natural home, his spiritual home, really, Rudy Giuliani.
It's a new way of saying from cradle to the grave. From the dildo shop to the crematorium, we're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
And then, like, the vaccine comes out. And I was saying, like, it's like defeating Donald Trump in an election, or maybe right before the election happened, like, someone knocked a ruby out of a cursed statue. Some kind of cursed ruby was blocking all the good things, and then now someone finally chipped it out of there, and it's all flooding through.
Well, it's kind of like when someone destroys the little jewel on the forehead of the main bad guy, and like loads of light bursts out of it, and he goes, "Ah!" And then he turns into dust, and then all the minions look at him, and they go, "Huh?" And then poof, they turn into dust because he's gone.
Yeah, all the skeletons crumble. Like.
We finally found a vaccine against skeletons. We finally defeated the skeletons.
Against Skeleton 19. Yeah, I mean, fucking hell. So I suppose, okay, do you want to just jump straight into the big news, or shall we finally just... Maybe, is it cruel at this point to mock Sky for their neo-Nazi woodsman?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's too late. It feels like old news now, which is just, that's just the nature of our times.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But still, also the nature of our times are Nazis in prominent public positions, so...
And on the tube.
And on the tube, of course, my own interaction with it. Well, it was an interaction. Encounter with the Nazi on the tube. But yeah, in case anyone missed it, Sky was trying to start a new reality competition show about woodworking, which should have really been nipped in the bud before it even got as far as it did. But they featured a man who was tattooed all over his body as a sort of quirky choice.
Yeah.
Seemingly not noticing that he had at least two Nazi-related tattoos on his head.
Yeah, and when we say all over his body, listeners, if you haven't kept up to date with the Sky wood-chopping Nazi scandal, we don't just mean like a rock and roll guy. We're like on his fucking eyelids, like on his lips, all over his face.
He had 88, which is code for Heil Hitler.
Yeah.
Because there is the eighth letter of the alphabet. What else did he have?
He had the white power one. Was that 1621 or 2016 or like whatever the numbers are that are the letters for WP, white power, that was on his cheeks?
Right. Man, you end up with a lot of numbers on your body when you have to hide in numerical code.
Also, like this, like a numerical code that you would find in a famous five book.
Yeah, like the most simple possible.
Yeah, A is one. B is two.
This guy's head head looks like a fucking Sudoku puzzle because he believes why for someone so enamored with white skin, he sure is intent on covering it up.
Scribbling on it.
Yeah, isn't he vandalizing the purest skin on earth?
I like I like how the actual Nazis had the Enigma machine, which was like it took all of Bletchley Park to crack. And now they're just stuck with A1, B2, C3.
Yeah. Yeah, back to basics.
Yeah, just essentially covering your body in a racist crossword for children.
I'd love to watch a movie about Benedict Cumberbatch trying to decode the number 88 on a Nazi carpenter's head. 88, what could it possibly mean?
Loads and loads of machines in the background just humming, spinning. His mustache area, whatever it's called, the area between your nose and your upper lip.
Plenum?
I think so. Plenum.
I think it's plenum.
Plenum Palace. his plenum, if that's what it is, just had the word homegrown tattooed onto it as well.
Really? I mean, that is about as cutesy an expression of xenophobia as you can find. Homegrown.
It's Nazi tat.
It really is. It's so good to see tat in mainstream media. You know, it's all good to see tat at the front of the news agenda.
Actually, I've only just thought. I've only just realized.
Filtrum.
This.
Filtrum, not plenum.
Filtrum.
Filtrum is the little bit between your nose and your upper lip.
I've only just remembered this, but I remember from school learning about the Nazis that one of their like policies or like one of Hitler's obsessions was Kinderkirche Kirche, which is like children kitchen church, and it was about like Nazi like family values or whatever, like. That's what you should have if you're like a good Nazi woman or something.
Yeah.
But that's tat, isn't it?
It is. Kids home church in Kirby.
It alliterates? I think it's also KKK, spookily enough.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Just kind of looks
tat
that up right
just
now.
Emblazoned on one of those eagles, like a Nazi eagle with, I don't know how you describe them, those sort of the square wings.
Here's what it is. Yeah. Kinderküche Kirche. Oh, it's from the German Empire as well. All right, so it's what women are supposed to do. And then the Nazis were super into that. So yeah, that's tat, man.
Is there equivalent of fucking country? For kids, church, and the kitchen.
Fry eggs for the Empire.
But yeah, it's really extraordinary with the Sky show that they didn't, a man covered in tattoos, they didn't think maybe we should check some of the tattoos.
I think
this is how
I said
mainstream
it the last time we discussed
tattoos
it.
Have become. Oh, we have discussed it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I said it last time we discussed it, but it is just proof that no one involved like in my opinion, I'd be so surprised if anyone involved was not white. Only a bunch of white people would just trust a white guy with a beard and face tattoos who lives in the woods and looks like that, unquestionably.
Anyway, enough of that bald fascist. Let's talk about a fascist with hair.
Finally, a bit of diversity. Like in some ways very close, but in some ways in terms of the popular vote, a big old Biden landslide popular vote wise.
Well, in terms of a defeat of an incumbent president, a really large win, you know, because it depends how you look at it, right?
That's true.
Because I mean, it's rare for an incumbent for a sitting president to be voted out of office in any case.
Very
it's
happened,
rare. What, three times in the last century?
Yeah, it's incredibly rare. It's incredibly rare, and like you say, yeah, for those with those numbers too. I mean, It's gonna end up being something like 7 million popular votes. Like, I didn't even realize this. Like, obviously they called New York super early for the Democrats, but there's still like huge numbers of mail-in votes from New York, which are going to be like even more Democrat than Democrat. So the Joe Biden's popular vote share is only going to increase.
I mean, he's on track to win Georgia, for God's sake. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, that's just fucking nuts, isn't it? I think the last person to win Georgia, the last two Democrats to win Georgia were all Southerners, you know? It's like Clinton, Carter, maybe Johnson, but probably not, what with the Civil Rights Act.
Right, okay, yeah.
So you've got to, it seems like the only time you ever see loads of blue states in the South is when the Democrat is like, just like genuinely talks like the lucky Kentucky guy.
Yeah. Democracy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all I want is a high minimum wage. And then they go, oh, that's, now that you put it like that.
Yeehaw! Medicare for all! this kind of sounded to make a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. Workers' rights!
I really like Cowboy Socialist as a new character.
That's a bit like an Andy Daly character, the foremost cowboy socialist of the West.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us, which is why social housing is so important. Build more houses.
That's fucking great, cowboy socialist.
Cowboy socialist.
What else would cowboy socialists do?
Well, I mean, his diet of beans over a fire would be largely unchanged.
Yes. Yeah. This is a one horse town, and I'm gonna nationalize the horse. I guess like the town should own the horse and have a monopoly on it.
That's right. Everyone gets a turn on the horse. What other?
I guess eventually you replace the sheriff with like a commissar.
Yeah, a sort of town committee.
No more gambling in the saloon.
Do the socialists not like gambling? I guess it does sort of, it literally is about winners and losers.
It's a trick. It's an evil trick.
Of course. Of course. No more shootouts at the old chapel. No more reverends.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The church is just going to be turned into some kind of, I don't know, debating chamber or presidium.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall, people will still be sort of living in filthy destitution. So there won't be that much difference.
Well, as we all know, Biden is Biden's in that funny position where everyone who is against him calls him a socialist and everyone else who's against him says he's not a socialist.
Welcome to centrism, where you can never win, except on the occasion that you do.
Yeah, where you can never win socially, but you will seemingly win almost every election.
You win votes, but never hearts or minds.
Yes, yeah. You're the nation's stepdad.
Maybe you win minds, actually. You win minds, but you never win hearts.
That's it's like you're offering to be someone's accountant, isn't it? They're not going to love you.
It really is.
But
it's been great watching the British far left squirm with this result, not knowing how to compute it. The same people responsible for Labour's worst defeat in a century are saying that Biden won by too close a margin. It's really incredible stuff.
People who are responsible for Labour losing seats in all of the areas in which Labour was invented as a party and as a movement. Including Wrexham in North Wales, and the only seat they gained across the entire country was in Putney.
Mm-hmm.
Putney! That bastion of socialist, hardworking miners and lumberjacks. Yeah,
hey, those yummy mummies got bullied by the teenage kids.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right, Phil. These people are very upset that Joe Biden has won, and they it's I was saying to Phil before, listeners, that I checked in on a hard left podcast Twitch stream during not even on election night, in hindsight. Anyway, the point is that I was making to Phil is that I was scrolling through it, and genuinely, like, according to the chat on that Twitch stream, it could have been a Trump supporters live stream. Like, they're so anti-Democrats, anti-Biden, so pleased when Ohio came in for Trump, like jubilation in the comment stream is amazing.
Oh, there's nothing the far left hates more than victory, because suddenly they have to put their batshit unicorn fantasy into practice. And they were not expecting to have to.
It's daunting. It's daunting.
So it's been a pretty great. The hat trick of Jeremy Corbyn suspended, Trump losing, COVID vaccine. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what competition I entered and forgot about, but. Man, I've hit the cherries, you know? Three cherries.
Someone smashed a cursed amulet with a hammer.
Another thing I've been really enjoying is British leftists going, before anyone gets too cocky about a Trump winning over in America, you might want to have a look at who's prime minister here. As if they're even comparable.
Yeah, and also as if for a moment we forgot. As if we were going to go, well, I'll just Google that. Oh no, it's him! Oh no! Well, that's put a real damper on my mood.
Or the idea that this is sort of the doomsday clock starting down on Boris Johnson's premiership, as if British people are going and looking at Donald Trump lost. Well, I guess I've suddenly changed my entire politics about voting Tory.
Yes.
Or that guy I also hate is gone from the White House. I guess that spells the end of the days for my preferred party.
It's just constant, like, projection and trying to find emotional resonance and stuff, as opposed to maybe statistical resonance. But even then, like,
I think it's literally people going, Boris Johnson, you've got silly hair too. This probably spells defeat for you. People obviously had enough of silly haired men. You must be quaking in your boots.
Yeah, I mean, it's uncomfortable because it's like you want to draw stuff from the Biden victory and be like, well, people clearly enjoy people who come across a bit, you know, centrist and sound reasonable and sort of go, hey, how about we all just have some good ideas and things like that and don't sound too dramatic. But then also you're like, yeah, I don't know how many Puerto Ricans live in London. Don't know if Puerto Ricans lean Labour because of the Conservative Party's historical attitude to, the Truman Doctrine or whatever it is. What was it called?
It's also.
Is that it?
Which one?
No. What am I thinking of?
Let's also not forget that Donald Trump got the second most votes of anyone in history.
The Monroe Doctrine, of course. Sorry. Trump's second most votes. Yes, terrifying.
Yeah. So it's not some overwhelming repudiation of that kind of ideology. But what is interesting though is whether or not Trumpism just goes away, how much of a cult of personality it is. And for me, Corbynism is the clearest parallel here. That once Corbyn was gone, Corbynism is basically it just dissolved into thin air because there was nothing behind it except this sort of benevolent old man cartoon everyone had come up with to lay their own beliefs on top of. And once that Old Man Cartoon went. There's nothing to for people to hook their personalities onto. And so with no Trump, you know, I don't know if Trumpism survives. It'll take on other, I think the conspiracism that developed under Trump will survive. But Trumpism itself, I don't know, you know. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. But then the difference is that Trump managed to get into office and do stuff. So they have achievements they can remember or pretend achievements, really.
Yeah, that's true.
So they can be like, well, then, like, there was finally a guy talking about a wall. So it can happen, you know, and they can say things like that.
And, but still talk, innit? And which is all that Corbyn managed as well. It's just all talk. Talk about nationalization, talk about a wall. So people can still stick by talk.
Yeah, they can stick by talk, but even with Donald Trump, like with all the presidential decrees, like the Muslim travel ban and stuff, like obviously that was struck down by courts eventually, but it did happen for a bit.
That's right.
And, you know, they've completely front-loaded all the judiciary across the whole country with right-wing nutters, you know, who have a degree in law from the Jesus Academy of Bombing Abortion Clinics or whatever the fuck. So you know, they're in trouble there, whereas... And the other thing is that Trump could come back, whereas once you kind of lose that many elections that badly and you're no longer the leader of your party and then you get kicked out of your party for minimizing, if not enabling, racism, then you kind of have to stick to making jam on the allotment, etc. You can't really come back from that. There's no comeback from that. And he's fucking old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Is he older than Trump?
Ooh. He's over 70.
He's definitely over 70. Trump is over 74.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He's 71, so he's slightly younger than Donald Trump.
That's a bit mad, don't you think? In my mind, he's older than Donald Trump.
Yeah, he fucking looks older than Donald Trump, but then he doesn't have that kind of insane Hollywood mindset.
That's true.
74.
Jesus, I wonder what Donald Trump would look like without all the shit he's done to himself.
Without any money.
Mm. Yeah, that's how this is how he looks with money. Yeah. This is how good he looks.
This is how
with
he
money.
Looks. This is how he looks with $1 billion. Yeah, I mean, he'd look like an evil frog.
He'd look like Pepe the Frog. He'd literally look like Pepe.
Yeah, he would look like Pepe. To be fair to Donald Trump, if he had no money, his diet would be largely the same.
Yeah,
just
that's
hamburgers.
This is a man whose wealth has not siphoned into the food column of expenses. Maybe in terms of volume, but not in terms of.
It's really funny. It's really funny to me because it's not like, oh, he started out as like a blue collar hamburger McDonald's guy, and then now he like wealth hasn't changed him. It's like, no, he was born rich.
Yeah.
And he's just like right in there with Ronald McDonald and everything. It's like his culinary heroes.
Man. The Four Seasons landscaping detail is so... At first I was like, no, don't be ridiculous. Come on, guys. Let's not get ahead of ourselves and just start making shit up.
Yeah.
But it's real. They held their press conference at a landscaping firm. You know, they're already selling merch, Four Seasons Landscaping. They're already selling like t-shirts that say Make America Rake Again and all this sort of thing. They're already capitalizing.
What a the American dream. What a country. I love that not only is it a landscaping firm, but it's like so clearly visibly a garage door.
Yeah.
It's just like a sort of storage unit that you might have in Storage Wars or where you might find a serial killer's victims.
Yeah. It looks exactly like where Hannibal Lecter like keeps all his shit.
Yes, it does.
With the mannequins and all that. I don't know if that was his storage unit.
It was. It was the one Clarice had to sneak into. Yeah.
The one with the head in the jar. It looked like that exact garage.
Rudy Giuliani's head in a jar. Oh my God. And then I love how they showed up and they clearly just went, well, obviously we'll kind of double-sided sticky tape all the Trump stuff to the garage door, I suppose.
But the insane thing to me is that when they turned up, they didn't just go, oh, well, obviously not, and just drive somewhere else.
Or just cancel it.
Or just cancel. Why stick to those guns?
It's so funny. And did you see that Donald Trump had to correct his own tweet?
Yeah.
And he'd have to be like, the press conference will be at the Four Seasons. And then like a few minutes
later. That's interesting. Is that the first time he's ever corrected a tweet?
God, yeah, maybe. The force of the arrow was that powerful. I just love the idea of him being like, it's going to be at the Four Seasons. By which I mean Four Seasons landscaping, of course.
I really liked your Arrested Development graphic you posted. Did you make that?
I didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
I had the thought, and then I just saw someone post it on an image sharing website, so I just went, yeah, it's too good not to just share that. People need to see this, and nature needs to heal again. I got the brief high that all meme thieves must feel.
Yeah. Yeah, that dirty, dirty high. High of the... what's the fancy word for stealing? Starts with an L.
Fancy word for stealing. Emulating?
Emulating. Lifting? Is a sort of copying. Look, it's not important. And I'll look it up myself. Purloining? You know what? There's more important stuff to talk about than synonyms of stealing. I'm pretty worried about these. People keep going, Trump's gone, forgetting that he still has two months. And I don't know if he's just going to go full, like, self-detonation now. He has nothing to lose. What's he going to do?
He's going to go full crazy. He has 70 days left to fuck everything up.
What? Yeah, gosh. What is he going to do? What is he going to launch? What missiles is he going to launch and where to?
Yeah, I mean, I seem to remember learning at school that the reason for this huge gap was originally to give them time to just like post all the results together and stuff, because it was all being done by fucking horse. So that often the result would only really be fully known genuinely, you know, much, much later. Whereas now it's like, there's no reason for this gap.
Right.
And it would be so much better if there was a way to convince Donald Trump he was still president, or like in with a chance, when he had to be evicted.
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm starting to think, if anything, let's hope he doesn't accept this until January. Let's hope this keeps him fucking busy trying to sue Pennsylvania.
To sue the concept of maths.
Yeah, let him think he still has a chance right until January the 20th.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be terrifying.
Do you know what allegiances the Secret Service have? Like, if it comes to January 20th and Donald Trump won't leave, because he has a Secret Service detail for the rest of his life now as well, doesn't he? Do the different Secret Service details have to fight each other like a turf war? That'd be cool.
That would be cool. They've definitely switched to Biden. I mean, the second that Fox News called. Whoever called it first, like the second that happened, they shut down the airspace above Joe Biden's house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're in there. They're on him. Maybe they just have to do a big, like, just on the White House lawn, like a kind of Mortal Kombat tournament. That would be good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A little bit of detail about the Four Seasons Total Landscaping debacle, Phil, that you might not have known, but is an extra cherry on top of all the cherries. Do you know who the first person was who Rudy Giuliani got up to talk about how they'd definitely seen some people scribbling things on paper?
Is it a famous person?
Infamous, but not famous. There's no reason you should know who they are by name. As in, did you see this? Did you see what they were about?
Oh, it was someone who has, who's on a sex offenders register.
It was an infamous pedophile, yes. It was an infamous pedophile who is not from Pennsylvania.
Wow.
It's so funny to me. And also his evidence, this pedophile who Rudy Giuliani brought on stage with great triumph in between a dildo shop and a crematorium. Here's a pedophile. the pedophile's evidence was that he had been a count watcher in the ballot counting rooms. He'd been a watcher. And he hadn't been allowed to get closer than 6 feet to the tables while people were doing the counting. That was it.
Really?
That was it. During a pandemic and to not bother people. That was very suspicious, apparently. According to this pedophile, anyway.
So hands, face, space, essentially, was why he thinks it's not a legitimate election.
Yeah, exactly. And who would ignore advice about hands, face, space more than a nonce? Just imagine being the former mayor of New York and this incredibly famous, powerful man who's now reduced to being the the personal lawyer for an insane idiot and holding a press conference outside a garage door between a dildo shop and a crematorium and triumphantly bringing a pedophile onto the stage and in front of the world's press. And while this is happening, the media just call the election for Biden and loads of them start leaving.
And apparently there's just some random guy also like with an earshot screaming about George Soros.
Yes.
Just screaming conspiracy theories while he's trying to give a speech after bringing on a pedophile between an adult bookshop and a crematorium.
And the guy screaming about George Soros was wearing like underpants and a vest and a Joe Biden mask on top of his head.
That guy was just already there. That's where he usually is.
It's his natural environment.
He's just part of furniture there, yeah.
So it's too perfect. If you put it in a scripted comedy, it would be like, all right.
Yeah, it's all a bit much. It's all just a bit much. It's all feels too written. Like Donald Trump playing golf as the election was called. It just feels too written.
It's too perfect. It really is too perfect. And then now there's all there's White House rumors that Melania is like telling him he has to concede and also that she wants a divorce.
Really?
Yeah. I saw that on The Independent. Yeah.
Gosh. And if that happens, he'll only have 8 Melanias left.
He's like a cat like that. That's what people say. They look at Donald Trump and shake their heads and go, God, I swear to God, that guy's got 9 Melanias.
Isn't it strange that the Trump presidency now feels weird again? Do you know what I mean? It's like I've just been snapped out of a hypnosis. I've looked down and I'm completely naked and covered in feathers and I'm like what happened?
I was seeing journalists tweeting saying it's really weird to get like a press release from a presidential office. They're talking about the Joe Biden coronavirus task force press release. And they were saying this is the first time in 4 years that we get an official press release and we don't have to heavily fact check it and we don't have to go, this could mean nothing. This could be nothing.
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember how early on in the Trump presidency, like 4 months in, there were all those articles saying there are over like 900 high-level government positions that Donald Trump has still not filled?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, he went, like, there's loads of countries that he didn't, like, 3 months in, still didn't have ambassadors, still didn't have like heads of the civil service, still didn't have managers for this and that. He never did it.
So up until now, those positions aren't filled.
Yeah, for the whole 4 years, he never ever did it.
Mm.
Like, there's whole countries out there who haven't had an ambassador this whole time. They've had, like, you know, whatever the local equivalent is that was already there, you know, a charge d'affaires or whatever. But anyone appointed by Obama who left, like, just, the majority of them has not been replaced.
They've just had a lone TV in a room playing Fox News 24/7. That's their ambassador.
Yeah, and like a projector live Twitter feed of his tweets just going, this is the same. This is the same.
Yeah, gosh.
Isn't that amazing? 4 years.
In one sense, Biden has a really hard job ahead of him. And in another sense, he has, in terms of expectation, the easiest presidency anyone has ever had.
Can you imagine,
you know what I mean,
the look on Biden's ancient face when it was like, you're going to take over probably when we start giving people the vaccine? What, yeah, a honeymoon period. Wow.
Yeah.
And also, like, because Donald Trump has done all these insane things, like leaving the World Health Organization or leaving the Paris Climate Accords. And a lot of Joe Biden's first 100 days will just be like re-signing up to stuff. So it'll be like, even though, yeah, he didn't, as a president, create these amazing organizations, he gets to join them as if it's like his achievement. That's great.
All those photos of handshakings. He's got so many photos of handshakings in his first 3 months to post.
Oh my God. Yeah. And with everyone, it's just going to be fucking... It's going to be like being the queen, just constantly meeting and handshaking people and opening things.
Oh, man. So strange.
I so hope they win the two Senate runoffs in Georgia, because then they'll have control of the Senate and actually be able to pass stuff. Otherwise, Mitch McConnell...
Is there
disgusting...
really a chance? I thought there was no chance that the Democrats can win the Senate.
Oh, well, the Georgia Senate race still isn't over.
Oh.
For some reason, the way they do it in Georgia,
yeah,
apparently, the way they do it, they've decided to be weird in Georgia, is that on November the 3rd, it's a big election with lots of candidates, and basically, you only win if you get over 50%.
Uh-huh.
If everyone has under 50%, then the top two candidates go to a runoff.
And people vote again? Or they count,
yeah,
again?
And the runoff's in January, and people vote again, yeah.
Ah, nice.
And there's two Senate seats up for grabs, which would, if the Democrats win them, bring it over to the Democrats. And one of them was, I think, two new candidates, and that was quite easily under 50%. And one of them is like a really old incumbent Republican, and he only just got something like mad, like 49.8%. Like, it was so close.
Gosh.
So those two Senate races in January could be the most expensive Senate races in history, because they control everything for the next 4 years. Everything.
As in terms of the amount spent on the campaigning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the most expensive presidential election. $14
billion. Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah, $14 billion dollars.
That could almost pay for a test in... trace system in the UK.
As long as it's one that doesn't work, yeah.
Will you be getting a vaccine, Pierre, or do you not want to be controlled by Bill Gates?
To be honest, at this point, I think Bill Gates taking over my life would be an incredible opportunity, because he's a big success.
He is, yeah, exactly. He's
I'd love to see what he does with the place.
Business. I'd love him to take over my body.
If Bill Gates took over my life and controlled my mind, I can only imagine how much more successful I'll become.
You'll keep crashing, though. That's the downside.
As long as I just, yeah, I'll have to ignore a lot of update notifications. That's actually really funny. The idea
when Microsoft first bought the graphic user interface off Xerox. Oh, no, the mouse they got off Xerox. No, the mouse Mac got off Xerox. I don't know.
They both sold from Xerox, yeah.
Right. When Microsoft first bought its desktop, basically, its its operating system. It wasn't finished. And the guy who had made it was like, this isn't finished. This is like a stopgap. It doesn't work very well. And they're like, whatever. And they just bought it and just sold it as Windows. I mean, that is a truncation of the story, but it seems to carry a lot of water for me.
Yeah, and then you're just the update guys after that.
Exactly. The history of like modern commercial computing is, you know, quite interesting, especially if you only know a few disparate facts.
I would love it if Bill... Like, it's really funny, actually, that people who believe in conspiracies, their lives tend to be a fucking mess, and they're worried about Bill Gates taking over their brain.
Yeah, as if that would make things worse.
You'd be lucky. You'd be lucky for Bill Gates to take over your brain.
I might get you to put some trousers on for once.
The first thing Bill Gates would do if he took over your brain is take all the tinfoil down off the ceiling.
I did you watch Boris Johnson's statement, press conference after the announcement of the new the trials, the vaccine trials, 90% effectiveness?
I just saw the clip where he was like, "Hold your horses, everyone. Let's still be sad."
It very much had the air of a vaccine does look very realistic, but keep in mind, I'm in charge. Yes, we have a vaccine, but keep in mind, I am in charge. So that this doesn't mean anything. That was the feeling of the conference, the press conference. Keep in mind, we're in charge. So
it's a lot of self-awareness where, like someone being told, "Well, we've given you all the highly advanced tools necessary for this surgery, and so there you go." And someone just going, "Well, I failed med school, so." Maybe it's good that we've got these scalpels and these the pumps for the lung. Let's just, you know, maybe not. Maybe just expectations. Moderate.
You know, the vaccine has to be kept at minus 80 degrees Celsius.
Oh, yes, very cold. So it has to be done in like hospitals and stuff, right?
So the UK finally has to invent air conditioning at last.
The UK finally has to put more ice in people's drinks.
It's got me thinking, like, so will it be like freeze? Like, do they let it warm up a little before they inject you with it? Or does it go in freezing? Do you become like sub-zero for 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think you do turn into a sort of ice man, like you crackle and like... It starts as a block of ice that forms around your wrist and that travels up your body. And then you're entirely encased on ice and people think you're dead. And then you go and you smash out of it and then you're immune.
Like a ice phoenix from the ice ashes.
Yeah, I think they must must just keep it like... It must just be that they have to keep it that cold because it only survives for, what, like 10 minutes or something when it warms up. So they have to go, okay, it's like a baby's bottle testing on their wrist. Like, okay, it's warm enough, go. And they pop it in you.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, gosh. It'd be interesting to see how it all pans out. I'm still very, you know, cautiously optimistic. Don't put anything past this government to not fuck up.
I did see a very funny tweet from Ben Partridge where he said he looks forward to like the news that the government's delivered all 20 million doses of the vaccine into a scarecrow. Did you see the story about Boris Johnson's congratulations Joe Biden image on his Twitter account?
The text.
Yeah.
The text image? No. Go on.
The story has just come out this morning. If you look at the image, you can see where they've gone on Photoshop and they've scrubbed out Donald Trump and put in Joe Biden.
No, come on, really?
Yeah, look on Twitter. It's amazing. They didn't use a new image fill. They went in with like the smudgy tool and colored it in and then wrote new text over the top. And you can still see bits of the old text. It's incredible.
Wait, so they presumed Donald Trump was going to win?
They had a Donald Trump's going to win JPEG, and then when Joe Biden won, they didn't have a different Joe Biden JPEG. They just opened the Donald Trump one and went scrub, 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 like with a,
oh,
like a little pen.
Oh, here it is. Jeez. But it's... Wait, but the... Okay. God, that makes... Oh, man, that's just crazy to me.
Isn't that amazing?
That is, I mean, that, yeah, that even, I'm still not completely believing that.
It's true. If you go look at the original image posted by Boris Johnson's Twitter, like, it's still up and you can see the ghost of the word Trump. And then if you enhance it, you can see it even more.
God, man, the conspiracists are going to eat that up.
But isn't that an amazing piece of completely voluntary incompetence? Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really amazing when people give off the impression of actively trying to be shit. They're trying. They're putting energy into being bad.
It's so funny with all these headlines about how difficult it's going to be for Boris Johnson and Joe Biden to get along, and how he doesn't like Joe Biden hates Brexit and thinks Boris is a cunt, and blah blah blah. It's so funny that in the context of that, they've done the diplomatic equivalent of accidentally buying a 50th birthday card for someone who's 40 and just scribbling it out with a biro.
Oh boy,
it's amazing. Boy. That's number 10. Imagine having access to Photoshop and then using it to not do a new image, just to do a bad one of the old one and create this whole story. Amazing choice to make.
Surely it's just easier just to write out new text, to type out new text.
It's not a complicated image. It's a fucking brown background with white text on it.
Yeah, man.
Amazing. Absolutely astonishing. I just it's been, what a week it's been for people tripping over their own shoelaces and then shitting themselves when they hit the floor. Really amazing stuff.
It's just been like the Corbyn suspension and then Trump losing. Is just like it's so amazing to see what consequences look like. I'd forgotten what consequences looked like. It's been so long since we saw anyone like pay for their failures.
Yeah, and for anyone to not be able to get around something by saying, yeah, but that's not what they meant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Like just arguments about what might hypothetically exist inside someone's brain. Being used as if they're sort of incredible legal evidence either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for someone like to...
part of reality is sort of snapped back into place.
I swear. Genuinely, my best guess is cursed amulet got smashed.
That is your best scientific guess?
Yeah. I can't imagine, like, I don't know what it was 4 years ago. Someone opened a haunted tomb. Someone stumbled across a necklace that looked like it should have a jewel in it and realized it looked just like the necklace that their grandma wore in that photo, and they put the jewel back in, and then, you know, that was about 4 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, oh, man.
It feels like things are back to starting to make sense, like a rebuilding phase.
I thought about this for a while. You know, is there going to be like a 20s style boom? Is there going to be like a post-war like boom now for Western democracies? I mean,
yeah, maybe it. I mean, let's hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope so. It does feel a bit like, yeah, the entire kind of world has sort of just managed to get clean of some kind of awful drug.
Did you see that the stock price of Zoom plummeted after the vaccine was announced?
Have you seen that? Because the election didn't result in sort of widespread revolution, the sales and stocks of like various gun manufacturers have also gone down.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I'd forgotten about that, about the threat of... That's good. Yeah, I mean,
that could still kick off.
It could. I don't know if it's better or worse that the election is dragging out, giving people time to get used to something. Like, if it had all just been announced all in one evening, you know, the shock might have been greater. I think the elation would have been greater as well. I mean, I didn't feel... At no point did I go, fucking yes! Because it just kept teasing us and teasing us and teasing us until eventually someone said, yeah, he's done it. But we'd kind of expended our energy by then.
It's also because there's no formal way to declare a winner. They generally do go by the news network's projections.
Yeah, that's so weird. That is so strange.
Which is nuts. And also, like... pretty much by the next day, it was like by the time that we recorded the last podcast, it was mathematically like incredibly certain that Biden would win. Like, mail-in ballots would have to suddenly be 80% Republican in like four states for no reason, which wasn't going to happen. And so the annoying thing about dragging it out is that it's giving the impression that at any point it was particularly doubted.
That's right. Sure.
And I mean, after a certain point, it wasn't. And now everyone's sort of going, oh, it's still close, though, isn't it? You go, well, no, it's not. Look at it.
Yeah.
So that's the danger. And I do kind of wish that, I don't know, it would have looked dodgy as well if Biden had declared too early, because then it would have been both of these crazy old men are crazy and think they've won, as opposed to one crazy old man and one adult just patiently waiting to be definitely the winner. You don't want to make it look like an argument between two pensioners.
Yeah, I guess civil unrest could still happen. I mean,
there's still armed protests outside state houses and stuff right now. There's a video of that on Twitter today.
Yeah. Gosh.
But what a time for tweets.
Such a great time for tweets. I had a little viral guy.
You had a big boy?
I had a big boy. We're on like 15,000 retweets. For those who haven't seen it, I tweeted, it is finally Ove Fefe, which, I mean, I say it out loud and I feel embarrassed, but written down and in the moment, most importantly, it was funny, I think, and it worked. And
how did you think of it?
Literally, I was looking up someone else who I follow's tweets, and they'd retweeted someone who just mentioned the old Covfefe thing. And I went, oh yeah, I forgot about Covfefe. And then I just sort of saw the OV in it, and I went, I wonder if I can, I'll just shit this out. And then it just like, just retweeted. And then, people started going, oh, you've had this in your drafts for a long time, huh? And I just want to say, I literally shat this out in a second. I spent more time wiping my ass today than I did thinking about that tweet. And
I love
it's now been, yeah.
All the most viral tweets are never like respected by their deliverers in advance.
Yeah, and but because of its success, I now have become protective about it, even though it's nothing to me. But from time to time, someone will go, "Fucking bullshit!" I was just some idiot somewhere else ago. This is piece of shit. What a stupid fucking tweet. And I have to stop. And my instinct is to go, how dare you? How I work so hard. And then I have to remind myself, no, I didn't. I just, it came to me in a fucking second. It was nothing. It was nothing to me.
Do you still have notifications where you can see people being annoyed at you?
I saw one, and then I turned off the conversation. And then I was like, why isn't my tweet getting any more retweets? And I realized I'd muted the whole conversation of anything to do with that tweet. So I wasn't seeing retweets either. So then I unmuted it. If something gets that big, I'm so pathetic. I still look at a lot of it, but I don't reply to people, and I'm observing people commenting on it. They're not commenting at me. I'm just observing them commenting on something that is separate from me.
I don't get notifications from people who don't follow me.
Okay, sure.
So if someone retweets something like enough times in a row that it hits someone like five separations away from me and they have a comment, I don't care.
But how do you know? How will you know if someone famous that you don't follow retweets you? Like in my case,
I can still click on the tweet and look at who's retweeted it, but I'm just not getting like pings from people going like, "Oh yeah, good thought, dickhead," or whatever, or like replies from someone who follows someone who I don't follow, who follows someone who I don't follow, who follows someone who I don't follow, with their like shitty extra versions of the same joke that I've made, or you know, whatever little like riff they're trying to do on it the way people do.
I was retweeted by Aisha Tyler, who is one of the voices on Archer.
Whoa!
And was Ross's friend, Ross's girlfriend in Friends for a bit, but I was more excited because of the Archer thing. So that yes. was my favorite. Also,
oh, great.
the dark haired girl from Two Broke Girls. That's it, comp. Mm. Finally broke Two Broke Girls. It's such a weird thing when something like that takes off.
Maybe we'll get a spike in listens like we did with your chilling Tom Hiddleston video.
Well, this is the fucking crazy thing, right? I looked at the sort of the numbers for that tweet. It'll show you analytics, right? If you want.
Uh-huh.
And the analytics for that tweet was, when I looked at it, you know, 14,000 retweets, like 55,000 likes. Impressions, so people had seen it, was like 2 million, a bit over
Fuck.
2 million. And the number, guess the number of followers I got directly off the tweet. According to
oh
the
man, text. Yeah, it's gonna be what, like 20,
19.
Oh 19. My god, Twitter's dead, isn't it? There's no movement. It's fossilized.
19.
It's fossilized.
Yeah, it's gone. It's totally gone.
Bloody
it's,
hell.
It's not about content anymore. It's about opinions. People follow each other for opinions. At the start, if someone was funny, you just get people following. It's like, yeah, I want jokes in my feed. Now, you see something funny happen, your presumption is, oh, this weird old nobody somewhere else in the world had a moment of inspiration, and I'm going to enjoy that. But it's never the assumption that this is what the person does as a living, and there
yeah,
might be more.
And well, that's it, and like often you'll find these random accounts of if an account has loads of followers and they're not on TV or famous, you look at the number of tweets they've done, and it's always something deeply disturbing, like 800k, 500k, 300k tweets. Yeah. Where you, like a chill runs down my spine, because that's like so many novels.
Sure.
That they could have written instead of just constantly tweeting at daytime TV programs with their opinions on the colors of the pillars in the background or whatever the fuck mad content they're producing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just buying a little office bin and yelling into it in the street.
Gosh.
Well,
shall we... I was just thinking if we should read one letter, just because I haven't read anything for a long time.
Yes, that's true. Or shall we do for the rest of lockdown, just like big old banks of correspondence?
Sure, sure.
We'll let everyone get used to the fact that a certain amount of common sense has returned to the planet Earth, and we'll do big old meaty slices of emails.
Yeah, I like that idea. Sure.
All right. Do you still want to do one, or should we just save it all for whole episodes?
We might as well do it all together later on.
Yeah, all right. All right, sweet. Okay, listeners, enjoy all the good news. Presumably, we're going to get invaded by incredibly smart, subservient sex robot scientists at some point. Something like that?
But don't worry, some bad news is around the corner. If you're feeling uneasy about this recent raft of good news, don't worry, some good old-fashioned bad news is surely around the corner.
The vaccine, what would it be about? It would be something about the vaccine. The vaccine...
The vaccine turns you into a Kid Rock fan.
The vaccine means that every time you pee, it does that thing where it splits into a V and you can't aim it.
Like a snake's tongue, that's right.
Yep.
The vaccine makes you become one of those people who buys glass plates. You ever go to someone's house for dinner and they have glass plates? And you're like, ugh.
So disgusting. Why is that disgusting? It's like a food window.
It's Yeah, why? It's just... Ugh. I think, it's, yeah, because you can see the table through it. I hate it. From the dawn of my life, it's been a bane. Every time I went to a friend's house for dinner, their mum would bring out dinner and be on a glass plate, and I want...
That is so funny, and so why is that horrible? That's interesting. I'm very interested in that. Okay, so yeah, the vaccine makes you have glass plates and carpeted bathrooms.
Yes. God, this is getting too much now, actually. This is getting horrible. Fingers crossed they don't have those effects.
Yeah.
But we have to wait to everyone. See. We have to wait to see till the studies are finished. But until then, keep jacking it. And jack it with a newfound sense of stability, maybe.
That's right. Jack it with your eyes to the future and your hand on your genitals.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.